And this week's parsha is Parshas Veschanan. It's also Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu, a very, very beautiful of Torah, which I'm not going to discuss with you today, because I want to discuss something from the parsha, something actually that I think we can all learn from, something that we've been learning about the entire summer, and discussing a lot even in pre-shir this summer, but I think a very two different components that we haven't really discussed about tefillah. Beginning of the parasha, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu describes his own tefillah to Hashem. The pasuk begins, the title of the parasha is Va'eschanan, and I begged, I davened, Va'eschanan Hashem basically anymore. We know Moshe Rabbeinu wanted more than nothing else to go in to Eretz Yisrael. And his request was denied, as the Torah says a little later in this parasha. Hashem says to me, Rav Lach, no, that's it. Al Tosef Daber Elayo, but don't ask me anymore. This idea of Eschanan, of davening, if you look at the word Eschanan, it has two small words hinted in that word. And I want to talk about both of those points, both aspects of tefillah that I think hopefully can help us in our tefillah. The first one is a general topic, a general idea. And that is, I think, in the word Eschanan comes the word, small word of chen. You know the word chen means? What is the word chen? What's chen?
Favor.
Favor. Good. Favor. I want to explain a little bit what this means. With the following mashal. The mashal is probably... it's not my mashal. I think I've heard this mashal before. But it's a basic question you have to ask on tefillah. Basic question. Imagine somebody comes to you and says, you know, I need something. What do you need?
I need some money.
How much do you need?
I need not so much, $100.
Not so much. $100? Okay. When do you need to buy? Later today. Okay. Comes back to you 5 minutes later. Need $100. Okay, fine. I heard you, first time. I get it. Need $100? Okay, fine. Comes again, a few minutes later, a few hours later. Comes again, and again, and again, and again, and again. You're like, buddy, I get it. You know, in English, there's a word called nudnik. It's not really an English word, it's really a Yiddish word. But the truth of the matter is, if you think about this in our tefillah, that's what we are. We're nudniks. Shacharis time in the morning, we come to God and say, Hashem, good morning. I need, you know, parnasa. I need refuah, we discussed earlier today. I need things. And then again, mincha time and maariv time. Why are we not nudnik? Why is tefillah, the whole institution of tefillah, not nudniking God and bothering God and being like annoying, a nuisance to Hashem? Same thing again and again and again. That's not my question. This question was raised by the Mabit, one of the great Jewish thinkers. And Mabit suggests the following beautiful idea. He says, in reality, this is a praise to Hashem. In reality, the fact that we daven to Hashem, we only have one address to go to, is a praise to Hashem. We have no one else to turn. When a person needs something in this world, whatever he needs, whatever she needs in the world, there's one address that we turn to. Need a shidduch? We turn to Hashem. We need parnasa, we turn to Hashem. We need help, we turn to Hashem. We need wisdom, we turn to Hashem. Whatever we need in this world, it's all in the tefillah, and we have one address. And the truth of the matter is, that itself brings about a certain amount of chen, and requires chen. How do I become, if I'm asking all over and over again, I need again, 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 how come we're not in the nudnik? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do this, and there's a special chen, a special bracha that's given to us when we continue to ask Hashem again and again and again. Maybe to take the mashal just one step further. Simple. Let's change one detail. It's not some random person coming to you and asking you for money. It's your kid asking you for money. When your kid comes to ask you for money, somehow even when they asked you for money a few minutes ago, you know, it's not so hard to give them money. This happens to me ma'aseh b'chol yom. I come back to Mechlela the first minute. I'm approaching my kid, Abba, can I? There's a canteen in Mechlela. I'm not trying to, like, you know, say Mechlela is better than Kol. There's a canteen. There's a canteen also. Yummies. There's a canteen. I happen to have a key to the canteen in the hotel.
So, Abba, can I go to the canteen? Can I get an iced coffee? Can I get a slushy? Can I get a candy? Abba, can I have 5 shekels and go to the soda machine in the chalal ration and buy a candy? Now, I'm not saying every single time I say yes. I don't always say yes. I try to say yes
in moderation,
in a healthy way, it's true. But the point is, every time a kid asks me for money, whichever kid it is, and it's not one kid, they ask me for money, they look cute. Like I'll pinch their cheek and say, I love you. And I'm sorry I can't give you 5 shekels now, but I love you because it's my kid. I imagine if it was a random stranger coming and saying, can I have money 20 times a day, I probably would say, like, okay, you're a nudnik. Like, there happens to be, in Rabbi Shemesh, a lot of collectors that come to our doors all the time to collect money. I'm friendly with a lot of them. They became my friends over the years. There's one guy who doesn't live in Rabbi Shemesh. He lives somewhere else, whatever, and he comes, and he's mamish nudnik. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. No one here knows who he is, I'm sure. Stop it. And he's a very, very, he's like very persistent, in your face, doesn't know how to like let up. That kind of person doesn't find favor in the eyes of too many people, unfortunately. People are like, ugh, like go away. They don't even want to give him 1 shekel because it's like he's a nuisance to them. That kind of person requires a tremendous amount of chen in order to get a shekel or to get 10 shekel, whatever he wants to get. And that the first part of this tefillah of Eschana, the first aspect, is the idea of chen, that we find favor, we find chen in the eyes of Hashem. There's one other point I wanted just to mention from the same word that I think also is very, very important. It's also a perspective and an attitude that we should have as we think about and approach our tefillah. Anybody have another idea which other word is hinted at in the word Vayeschanan?
S.
Not, it's not a, no, it's cute, but no, not S. What's Moshe Rabbeinu asking for?
Oh, like intellect?
What's he asking? It sounds like intellect. What's he asking for? So Chazal say, first Rashi, Vayeschanan, in chinun b'chol makom, ela lashon matnas chinam. So the word chinam, for free. A handout. Rashi explains, even though the tzaddikim have enough merit to say, okay, Hashem, give me in my merit, they don't ask for things based on their merit. They ask for a handout. The truth of the matter is, this concept of tefillah, of handouts, is a very, very important concept. And it's something which I think we all have to struggle with and realize this is maybe a challenge we may have in tefillah. Bli Ayin Hara, I think every person in this room and most people in the world that we know are more or less okay. We're fine. LG, life is good. You know, we got our iPhones. We got we have our health, thank God. We have Parnassa, hopefully more or less. Some more, some less. We have what we need. It's very, very hard for a person to say, God, give me a handout. Give me something which I need. I don't really need too much. But the MS is, the truth of the matter is, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us that the MS is, the truth of the matter is, we all need handouts. We all need handouts. One of the major ideas behind tefillah is that it humbles a person. Tefillah, when a person davens the way he's supposed to daven, has an impact on a person's midos, on a person's character, how he carries himself. It's humbling. I never think God had to ask somebody, go door to door to ask for money, chas v'shalom, baruch Hashem. If you can only imagine for a second how humbling it is for a person to knock on your door, and then someone says, who is it? And, you know, what are they supposed to say now? It's a tzedakah. How humbling that is. Tzedakah. They come to the door and they open their bag with all their references that they have, why they're a valid tzedakah. And if people are nice, they'll offer them a cup of water. And if people are nice, they'll give them a generous donation and a warm word. It's very uncomfortable to ask for a handout. No one wants to ask for a handout. But the truth of the matter is, we all have to be humbled, and we all have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a handout. We deserve everything. The fact that we have all these things in our lives, we deserve them. Are they coming to us? Are they a given? The same way we have them, or chalil v'chas, we could lose them in a second. There's no chazakos in this world than anything. No one has a chazaka on life. No one has a chazaka on health. No one has a chazaka on parnasa. Even if they have a good job. Maybe you're the CEO of your company. Your company could crash in 2 seconds. Chas v'shalom. You can go bankrupt in 5 minutes. The stock market. Everyone builds the stock market in America. It's shooting up. Past few years. I remember when it was 10,000. The Dow Jones Industrial was 10,000. Now it's probably like, I don't know, 18,000, something like that. How many numbers? Close? I have no idea. That keeps climbing. It's amazing, right? Stock markets crash. My grandfather was a stock broker for almost 80 years. That's not true. For almost 70 years, though. 65 years, he was a stockbroker on Wall Street. He lived through crashes and splits and watched companies that were the biggest companies rise and fall. That's how it goes in life. So the first word of the parasha reminds us two very fundamental ideas in tefillah. Number one, chayin. Number one, Hashem wants us to daven. And there's a special chayin that's given to us, a special beauty that exists when we do daven. Number two, matnas chinam. We have to understand that we are humble, that tefillah is supposed to make us feel humble. And that's fun, that's part of the process of tefillah. Besides the actual asking for Hashem for things, it's supposed to humble us and realize we are needy beings, we are creatures that are dependent on the Almighty. And please God, if we take these thoughts into our minds, so besides learning a parak that's discussing tefillah, what's the ultimate goal we're trying to do this summer and trying to do in our lives is to enhance our tefillah. So we should recognize that we have an address to turn to. We should recognize that this chayin is a lot of beauty and favor in Hashem's eyes when we do daven to Him. We should recognize that we're asking for manas chinam. We should daven with all of our hearts for whatever we need to daven for, and we should be zocheh, please God, to have our tefillahs answered. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbosai.